Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome back to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joy of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And of course, this episode, I think we were going to talk about just some of the things about parenting in general and maybe even some things that we were experiencing throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, 2023 is coming to an end.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I swear, I think this is the fastest year that I've ever experienced.
100% agree with you.
I don't understand. I don't know where it went. Yeah. And I was anticipating 2023 being of course, North Carolina Michael Jordan fan. 23 was going to be the best year ever.
And not just, so much?
Well, it wasn't bad. It just flew by. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel as if we just celebrated my kids' birthdays, you know, and Grayson's birthday was in January and Gabriel in August. Mm-hmm. And now we're already, like, years over. What?
So. I mean, in preparing for this episode, I was thinking about, like, all that we did as a family in 2023. I mean, we took 3 family vacations.
Wow. That's awesome.
And that's
huge.
Yeah. In a blink of an eye, it was all done. Yeah.
That's what we did our first really big family vacation this year. We went to Tennessee, to Gatlinburg.
Right.
And we had an absolute blast. And just doing that, can't wait to plan something for 2024.
Yeah. Same
just
here.
Just to make those memories and experiences, because with seeing how fast
it all goes by.
It's like, what are we working for then? We want to be able to, you know, use that money and be able to go and enjoy some memories.
Absolutely. For sure.
Well, are there any things that you kind of regret or you're like
looking back?
Yeah.
Yes.
From 23?
One thing that, and maybe this is kind of a parenting fail, I don't know, but I was looking around our house and we haven't put up hardly any pictures of Nolan yet in our house. So, like, everything is still Colton. And us, or, you know, my husband and I. And, yeah, so that's got to be a goal for 2024, is to get some pictures.
Photos.
Yeah, his school
Producer
picture.
John can help you with that.
Exactly. His school photo is up, but, like, we haven't no candid pictures, nothing of that nature. And that made me real sad. I was like, oh, jeez, poor kid. Good thing he can't recognize it yet.
You know, it's all good. It's also the second child.
True.
I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can?
You know, some of the things I'm proud of as a parent, I do feel like we established a really good family routine this year, looking back. You know, trying to eat more meals at the dinner table.
And that's huge.
It is. And I know that's something that is you instill in your family that I'm really trying to take away from all of that. And then, you know, just some little things working with Colton and establishing his routine. You know, we had about 3 months ago some issues at school.
Yeah.
So that was a first for us for this year. And I would say overall, our family came out stronger on the other side of it. Lewis and I learned a lot about our parenting together, how we handle those situations, and taking that information and then hopefully applying it to Nolan so we don't run into that again, although that's inevitable. It's going to happen.
I was going to say, and they're going to be 2 different types of personalities when it comes to them. So it'll be, you know, similar parenting styles, but a little bit different that works best for each.
And not so much on our family side, but one thing I'm proud of this year is seeing our fan base grow for this podcast.
Yes.
And, you know, about halfway through the year, I would say at this point, we switched names, came out with season 2, which was really exciting. And the feedback has just been phenomenal from the people that are listening, our fan base, our community, for sure. Recently, I had a regular listener reach out to us, and she was very inspired by our Mom Friends podcast.
Oh, wow.
And she said that she wants to start a group, essentially, of all moms where you can get together and you can share photos and you can just chat about mom problems in person with each other. She was like, maybe we'll just start out small and, you know, just invite a couple of people. She wants me to be part of the group. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's going to be a mom in the group. And there'll be no judgment, ask questions, that sort of thing. So that's exciting that
that's
we inspired
really
someone to make a difference and hopefully, you know, continue this community into the real space instead of just the podcast space.
Exactly. Everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So maybe we'll come with some good stories out of that.
That's the truth. Watch out.
Promise I'll get permission to share the stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I just go sharing them. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
What about you? What, looking back on this year, what do you?
I will say one of my biggest New Year's resolutions in a sense for 2023 was to live in the moment, but really to learn to use the word no. And even though I was and still continuously busy 24/7, I did use the word no a lot more. And I will say it brought our family together a lot closer, just because we don't have to on the weekends go and hang out with every single person, you know, and make our weekends just even more chaos. We are fine and very content and happy at home, grilling out, just hanging out, playing basketball or throwing the football. And those are memories that I truly cherished throughout this year. I can't tell you how many times that the boys and I have played basketball with each other. And of course, I've beaten them a few times. I think they may have beaten me once, which, you know, I'll let them have that. But those are things that I truly did cherish and really am very grateful for, because my kids are getting older and we're already starting to experience a little bit with Gabriel at times wanting just to go up to his room and read a book or things and not hang out with the family as much. So I know that
that time is slipping away.
So I'm definitely enjoying that. But I also, there's been some wonderful experiences, but also I have learned that we are involved with so many sports that I think we might start limiting a little bit with some of the sports, just because it is so chaotic with, we have something every single day. So that's where, you know, as a family, we're starting to kind of sit down and say, okay, what do we like the most? I don't care if you're good at it or not that great, but what do you enjoy the most?
Right. What's
what
a priority for you?
Yeah. What do we need to focus the most on? So those are some of the things that we're going to definitely work on. But I will say we've had some ups and downs in our family, and it has helped us, you know, and grow us together. And this year was definitely a harder year just because of losing my Max, my little Yorkie. And that was another thing that not only brought the boys closer to me, but also it brought Barrett, my husband, even closer to me, just because he knew that that was my first son.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, ups and downs. But
you've added another member.
We added another member. Not even trying to. It was kind of, it just happened.
Fate.
Exactly. So that's been a great thing. So we do have the two dogs. We're still in the potty training stage right now. So, but everything's, you know, it's been a really good year. It's I look back and it's just flown by. We have learned a little bit more of some of the things that we've discussed in our previous podcast in season one with Gabriel, with some of his learning styles. We have learned a little bit more with that and really trying to help him on focusing better and figuring out the best methods for him when it comes to his learning styles, as well as for Grayson, just of, you know, sitting through school all day long is tough, and trying to figure out the best methods to be able to actually listen to your teacher and not jump up and down and go and, you know, do whatever it may be. So we've really learned a lot. And I think that has truly helped us as an overall family.
So you talked about your goal that we set last year at this time. And part of it was to say no.
To say no, yeah.
I think that looking at my goal, which was to start a TikTok and be involved in TikTok, I'm happy to report, y'all, I have an account.
Woohoo!
I have been using our social videos to post on there.
Love it.
But I'm also, I have a thrifting video on there as well. So thrifty underscore momcaster, as in like podcaster momcaster,
I like it,
is my handle on TikTok.
Okay.
So that's where our videos are going to live for now, our social media videos. I'll throw in some content. I actually recorded some stuff last weekend. I just haven't gotten around to editing it from a thrifting perspective. But I'm going to kind of, the TikTok verse is where those two worlds are going to merge.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about it.
That's awesome.
So I took baby steps in 2023. Hopefully learn to crawl
and
go from
there.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. I can't wait to check it out then.
Please do. Are you on TikTok?
I am, but I really don't use it that much.
Okay.
I will. I'm one of those people that if I'm like laying in bed and just bored, you know, I'll just go through and see some of the reels and just start dying laughing. And Barrett and I, we can be right beside each other or in the room beside each other, and we're constantly sending reels to one another. So, but other than that, I haven't, like myself, I have not posted anything on TikTok.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So we'll have to, mm-hmm. to look about doing that.
Yes.
I'm not the best with social media.
You know, I'm not either. And I want to be.
Me too.
At least I think I want to be.
Well, so I think I overanalyze every post that I post. I'm like, is that spelled right?
Mm.
Does that make sense? Oh, was that a decent picture? I will tell you, just to make you laugh, I was trying to take a picture of the boys this morning and... After taking the picture, I realized that Grimace had pooped right beside where they were taking the picture, and there was poop in the picture.
Everyone, Grimace is the dog.
Grimace is the dog.
Yes.
And I was like, seriously? So needless to say is
that picture did not get posted.
So those are things that I like I said, overanalyze, but I probably would have gotten a lot of laughs out of that one. Mm-hmm. True life experience.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
So, but yes.
I mean, social media can be a crazy space. So it's fair.
It can be. It really can be.
2024.
We got this.
The world of TikTok.
All right.
For the thrifty momcaster.
I love it. I want to learn how you thrift too, because I know we went to a place a few months ago and did a little bit of thrifting. And golly, Jen was like, oh, this size, this style, oh, this brand. This. And I'm like, oh, I don't know any of these brands.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a good year from a thrifting perspective for me. I think I'll end the year, I'm going to be just shy of $8,000 in sales.
That's amazing. And
I have not ventured into, so currently my platforms are Poshmark and Mercari.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't ventured into eBay. The shipping side of eBay really scares me.
Mm-hmm.
And everything kind of takes a lot of time. So I either need to like invest way more time into it or be happy with my results where it is right now. And I think that I'm at a point where I'm like, this is good. Like,
I think that is
I'm depositing
awesome.
A couple of extra $100 a month into my personal account. Uh-huh. Now, granted, some of that is being used to buy more inventory.
Yeah.
But also I'm able to, you know, buy an extra set of coffees one weekend or, you know,
it's just some extra cushion.
Pay a bill here and there.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to do that. Plus, I find enjoyment.
Exactly.
I think I've told you before, like the thrift store is my happy place. I can go there. I can put in a podcast, put my headphones in and just
start looking.
Mindlessly scrolling through the clothes and figuring it all out, what I want to be and what I want to sell. So I don't see much growth in my business for 2024 in that side of things, but I would like to keep it steady and constant from where that standpoint was.
I think if you were to grow your platform even more when it comes to the thrifting, Lewis would be like, okay, we're going to have you like a shed or something.
Honestly, we talked about this. This would be a pipe dream. So like a she shed that would have room for my posh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The problem would be it would need to be somewhat climate controlled because, you know, there's some nice expensive. Exactly. It's an option out there. And he wants to put a sauna in the she shed as well. So I'm like, all right, we can.
All right.
I mean, you're speaking my language here. Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a little bit of credit for just saying the shed part?
Right.
Yes.
You can come over and hang out.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I just would love to see how you I know you have special shipping methods and special notes and different things that you do. So I would love to see that. Maybe that's a TikTok video as a whole.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I use my Poshmark platform, everything that gets sent out. I put our podcast in there. We have little business cards and I make sure to promote. So I try to combine all my worlds together.
That's awesome. And hey, you know what? Just saying all the things that you do too, you got to realize too. I mean, that does take time. And sometimes like how you're saying about putting the pictures up on the wall and everything. I don't know about you, but just trying to figure out which picture to put up on the wall,
right.
It takes time,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so those are things that us moms, I know we beat ourselves up about making sure that our house is perfect, laundry's done, food's cooked, all these different things, but we also have everyday life.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I think about, you know, if I'm going to go in and get stuff listed on a platform or if I'm going to go spend time making a TikTok, is it more important sometimes just to sit down and color with my kids?
Way more important to color.
You know, I think about that time, yeah. Justification, and I'm not ready to give up that time playing with them.
Because it goes fast.
There will be other times in my life mm-hmm. where they will be off doing their own thing, and I will have that more available time. At least I think that's the case.
It's the case.
So
I will tell you, it's kind of sad when the boys don't want to spend as much time with me, you know, mm-hmm. they don't want to be as close. So yeah, enjoy every second. And
yeah.
I know everybody tells you that, but it's so true.
Right.
It is so true. Blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, you're almost as tall as me. You don't want to even just talk to me as much.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And in being that kind of overachiever, which both of us are,
yes.
you know, I want everything to be perfect. I want the mm-hmm. the TikTok to be perfectly curated and be able to put up videos all the time. And I want my, you know, thrifting Poshmark closet to look absolutely amazing and be making sales every day. But I have to remind myself that, like, that's not what this time in my life is about.
Yeah.
Yes, those are things that I enjoy. And yes, those are fun things that I get to do. But currently, that's not the most important thing.
Exactly.
So there will be a time when that will come along.
There will be a time.
And I can stay steady with all of that kind of stuff until mm-hmm. that time comes. And until that time comes, I'm just
enjoying life.
Enjoying coloring in the Paw Patrol coloring book.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. or playing catch with Nolan because he's got an arm like I've never seen before.
Watch out. Uh-oh. Him and Grayson can get together and start playing.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, with that to be said, I think we were going to talk about some of the things about 2023 and
yeah.
some of the things that not only us, we've gone through, but just parenting in general.
Right.
So I
kind of a look back over
yeah.
over the year. We kind of touched on it from a personal side, but I think from a holistic view of
yeah.
parenting, what happened and
yeah. Like I said, in the blink of an eye.
I think a lot of this is going to come and we're going to read it and be like, oh, yeah, that
yeah,
did happen.
That's right. I forgot about that. So you looked up. What did you look up?
Okay, so I have the list of the 15 most Googled parenting questions of 2023.
Okay. And mine were the top 10 child health concerns for
okay.
parents for 2023.
Yeah, I felt like my children were sick all year long, so
yeah, 'tis the season.
A lot of those are going to be applicable
yeah,
to me.
Yes, and this is more just as an overall. So if mm-hmm. I can go ahead, I'll say a couple
in.
Of these. Overuse of screen time. And let me tell you, this is an argument in my household daily because
mm-hmm.
Both of my kids have those little tablets, and you can take away anything from them, but if you take away a tablet, I mean, oh my God, the world
crushing.
Is like, you know, over. And it is so easy for us to give that tablet to them because I will say I'm the first one to do it when, you know, leave me alone for just 10 minutes. Let me cook dinner or whatever it may be. But these kids and the way that they are using these devices is insane.
Yeah, I'm so torn about this whole concept. Like, there are days when I just want to shut everything off and turn the phones off and turn the TV off and go back to a simpler way of life. And then there are days
having
where I'm like,
having a house phone.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's days where I'm like, yeah, take the tablet.
Take the tablet.
Go for hours.
Alone.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Give me time. Give me space.
Please give me some time. Yeah.
I think it's only going to, you know, expand as the years go on. And,
yep.
you know, fortunately, unfortunately, our kids are born in this time where they have full access to everything.
They do. And I would say
it's at their fingertips.
It's at their fingertips. And then when they get into school, kindergarten, I mean, that's all they, from kindergarten up,
mm-hmm.
they have their iPads or laptops, and that's how they do their work.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, honestly, you know, I don't even think they know how to write everything anymore just
mm-hmm.
because the fact is that they do it all on their computers and tablets, so.
Yeah, this is something that's not going away anytime soon.
It's not.
And
it's just going to continue
as
to get worse.
As a parenting community, you know, it's okay to provide advice, but I don't think there's any room for judgment on whether parents are screen time parents or not against it. To each their own. And every day might be different.
Yeah.
And not just every parent. Every day of parenthood is going to be different.
Exactly. I have learned and just, you know, I would do it here and there, but I have learned over the past couple of weeks, because we've had some really difficult mornings, that I don't allow my kids to get on their tablets in the mornings anymore because it would distract them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, no, guys, you got to brush your teeth. You got to go ahead and eat breakfast, get on our clothes, take your vitamins, get out the door. Mm-hmm. But they would be so distracted with the tablet. So we have stopped allowing that. No more.
And Lewis and I actually talked about this morning. No TV. Mm-hmm. He's into Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol right now. But until he's completely dressed and waiting for us to get out the door, there's no TV time until that. Like, he's completely dressed, breakfast is done. He's got to have that dead time where we're still getting our shit together, to say the very least.
Yeah. Quotation marks.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's his time. But I mean, he recently had surgery, and we spent so much time watching TV because it was just a downtime, and that's what he did. So I'm so torn about this.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. It really, really is.
And the next one I'll go ahead and say, and we'll start with some of yours, but is, of course, social media. Now, for you and I, it's one thing. But for kids that are, of course, the teenagers, I have friends that have teenage daughters, especially. And the things that they post on Instagram, I know Facebook is more of our generation, but Instagram, you know, I'm just like, girls, please don't do this. You don't need to be posting a picture of dancing or, you know, your different outfits and things. I mean, I know you look beautiful, but it's also, unfortunately, attracts the wrong attention sometimes. So social media can be definitely...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a topic that we're going to have to dive into here sooner than we think.
And who knows, by the time our kids are starting to do social media, they may be other platforms out there.
Oh, there's absolutely going to be. For sure.
So who knows what we're going to have to deal with. So, yeah, social media, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
and it's a tough one for us as adults.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, just think about how much time we spend scrolling through.
And it's like, and honestly, I have learned that I have to not do as much, especially on Facebook, because no, it's not the jealousy. It's just, am I missing out on something? You know, and I wish I would have done that with my front door, or I wish that I would have taken my kids to that particular community event. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. What are a couple of yours?
Okay. So the number one Googled thing by parents in 2023 question that was Googled was how to change a diaper.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question. That's just, who would have thought? But you know, I mean, it makes sense because I know there's babysitting out there, but you don't hear as much about, like, your next door neighbor babysits. Like,
We had a babysitter this year that put the diaper on backwards on Nolan.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Look, most diapers don't, they have the picture on the front, right?
Right.
It's been so long ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. And diapers, this day and time, too, they have that little mark that turns blue, the yellow mark that turns blue to let you know if there's potty in it.
Yep, exactly. And I think, wasn't it Paris Hilton that came out the end of this year and said
that she didn't?
For, like, the first couple of months.
Because scared to.
She was scared to change a diaper.
Which, I mean, babies are so little, so it is.
I get
it's
it.
It's intimidating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a little rough, too, so I'm just like,
And Nolan's at that phase right now where he's rolling over every time.
Oh,
like,
yes.
He does not want to be on his back.
No, of course not.
So it's
like, please don't pee anywhere while I'm trying to put this thing on.
Surprisingly, he hasn't been too bad with that.
You better knock on some wood.
True. Mm-hmm. He did poop in the bathtub the other day, but that's a whole other.
Did he try to catch it?
No. Okay. He immediately got pulled out as soon as the poop came out, so. Yeah. Okay. And then similarly, how to potty train a baby.
Okay.
Was the number two.
That's tough.
Yeah. There's no. Golly. Yep. Just.
With try to.
That's a whole episode into itself.
You know, right now I'm going back. I'm like, why did I do this to myself? Because potty training kids and boys.
I saw a life hack about having boys, and obviously there is pee everywhere when you have boys.
About no matter the age.
Using foam shaving cream on, like, in, when you mop your floor, if you get done or I don't even, and put that all over the shaving cream, it takes the smell of urine out of things.
So just leave it on there? Don't wipe it up?
No, no. You, like, wipe it up? Like, mop once, like, wipe through, mop once, then put the shaving cream on, and then, like, mop again.
Is there a certain brand or?
No, just anything foam that comes out like the foam stuff, not gel. Like, it's got
to
be the,
Ooh, I'm gonna have to try the Barbasol
old school kind. I know. I was like, that's interesting.
I can get that at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's a pretty good hack. I'll take that one and see if it actually works to take the smell.
I think I might try that one.
Yeah. Okay. I hate when you get, like, around the toilet where the caulking is.
Yes.
And it turns yellow. I'm like, oh.
So it's not just me. Okay,
no.
Good. We need to have another episode of just, like, random things that you think it's just you, but it's really not. It's everyone.
Yes. Exactly. I've asked Lewis 100 times. I'm like, can we do anything about this? He's like, I mean, we can re-caulk it, but it's just gonna do the same thing all over again. He was like, it's clean, babe. Just, you know.
Just take it for what it is.
Just is a yellow tint at this point.
Mm-hmm. Get the Sharpie out.
Do they make white Sharpies? Or do we have, like,
just
a black
just
outline?
Just do a black outline or blue or whatever it may be, whatever color your floors are. Well, here, we'll go back to some of the child health concerns. Internet safety, which that goes back to, of course, the past
social media.
Of things,
exactly.
Social media. Depression, suicide, which this is so sad because I will say, we've seen so much in the news about depression and suicide. But one thing that I do want to commend about 2020 is that it is not, what's the right words? It's not.
It's a subject.
It's acceptable.
It's brought up more.
Yes,
absolutely.
Because, you know, just maybe 5 years ago, it was not a subject that was really talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, from 2020, I think that's something that really did come out positive, that
out
it is
here,
to be
yes.
able, it, it's okay to talk about some of the things that you have bothering you, your anxieties or just those demons inside your brain that's just going nonstop. So that's definitely a big one. And then next is bullying.
And
I know
we had a whole subject
on that. And that's huge, no matter the age, not only for kids, but for adults. So those are a few. Those are some good ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So number 4 on my list, again, the top Googling trends for parents in 2023, how to get a baby to sleep in a crib. I personally
experienced this, right?
Yes. Yep. But from a sleeping standpoint, my kids always slept really well.
Okay.
So that would not be something that I had to Google. Now, to sleep by themselves in a bed, that's a whole other Googling subject. But from a sleeping standpoint as a baby, my kids slept beautifully.
They slept totally fine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's actually pretty good then.
Yeah. How to bathe a newborn was on there.
Okay.
So a lot of new parenting questions, it sounds like, that parents are really looking for the answers on the Google.
On the Google.
So maybe they should tune into our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead
we can
of
definitely
Googling.
talk you through some experiences of our own.
yes. Why does my child love to destroy things was number 6.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
There is
no answer to that, right?
Nope.
There's just.
And it just continues, no matter the age.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Why does my baby have a fever? I think we've all Googled that.
We've all Googled that.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of times, if it's a baby, they're probably cutting a tooth.
Right, exactly.
I had a friend that actually experienced this about 4 or 5 months ago. She's like, my son, he just keeps crying. He's got a little fever and his nose is running a little bit, but nothing else. Like, I just don't know what to do. I'm like, have you felt inside his mouth, like his gums, just to see if there is possibly a tooth? She's like, no. And then she did that. She's like, oh my goodness, I thought my finger was going to be cut off almost. She's like, now I know exactly
what it is.
Those
razor sharp little teeth.
Yes, those little teeth. So yeah, I mean, there are.
Yep.
Oh, fun.
I also feel like sometimes that's the excuse for everything. It's just like, oh, yeah, kids cutting teeth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they go all the way back to the molars.
Yeah, exactly.
You got like 3 years worth of it.
That's the truth. That is the
truth. Starts in the beginning. So, will my kid grow tall was number 8 on the question list.
Well, I will say, I don't know what they're giving kids these days, but if you look at some of these, especially these athletes, it's like, Lord have mercy, they're giants.
Mm-hmm. So your chances are pretty good that your kid's going to be tall.
Probably. Just give them those chicken fingers.
How do I stop my baby from crying? That's a pretty generic question.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Everything works different for others. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mine, they just wanted attention.
Yeah.
Give them that love.
Both of my kids were big on the butt taps, like a constant tap on,
yeah,
on the butt. So
I'm trying to think. Grayson, he was more of the crier, but he was sick so much. So, but he just, both of my kids are nosy. So, I mean, a lot of times they would just want the attention and be nosy as to what's going on. So as long as you pick them up, then they were fine.
Yeah, no one's in that phase right now where as soon as you put them down for 1 second, he just freaks out, lays on his back, squiggles his arms around.
Aww.
I'm like, buddy, it's not that dramatic. Like, we're all in here in the same room. Yeah. So I never had this problem, but why does my kid experience nosebleeds? Do either one of your kids have?
No, I was very fortunate. Grayson does here and there after having the adenoids scraped and his different set of tubes. So he will have them once in a while, and it's mostly in the morning time when he wakes up. Yeah. He'll have them here and there, but nothing to the extreme.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot in my like teenage years.
Yeah.
A lot of nosebleeds.
Was it sports related?
No, I think it was more allergy related. Mm-hmm. Just a lot happening in that area. So,
yeah.
Yep. Hopefully I never have to Google this question, but why does my kid hate me? I feel like that's a bit dramatic.
I will say, I know a lot of people with teenage kids. And I will say that is something that they are asking,
yeah,
you know, and it may be not the word hate, but the word, you know, of why are my kids not liking me or not wanting to be around me, or why do they give me such an attitude?
That's just teenagers.
You know,
we were
just
all
in
there.
General. Yeah. Yeah. While you're still looking, I'll say a couple other, the child health concerns, unhealthy diet, which that's hard. And that's something we have discussed numerous times about just picking up meals and making sure that we are eating correctly in a not even a diet, but just eating, you know, the right amount of food and our veggies and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. A point on that. So Colton has been asking recently, and they must be talking about it at school, and we talk about it at home too, but it tends to come more from the language they use at school, but he'll ask like, Mom, is this food healthy or unhealthy?
Okay.
And like some of the things it's hard to answer.
Yeah.
You know, so like I was, specifically this morning.
I can never say that word.
applesauce.
Okay.
You know, I was like, yes, it's healthy, but it's also got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So I don't want you eating it all the time and thinking that it's a health food. So how do you answer that question?
Well, it's a little bit better than eating some chocolate.
That's true. Exactly. It's better than some things that you can eat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is the cost of healthcare, just the concerns for parents, because we all know healthcare, you got to have it, but it is expensive. Mm-hmm. So we're fortunate enough to work for a company that does provide healthcare for us and our families.
Absolutely.
So that is, that's a big topic.
But I know that it's a struggle for some people.
Yeah, because especially when you go to the doctor, I mean, that's no matter what, even if you have a copay, it's anywhere between $80 to $100 for that copay. But then it's, you know, don't have that. It's what, $200, $300?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The last question on here for Googling trends was how to swaddle a baby.
You know what? I can respect that because I did not know how to do that when my kids were born. And luckily the nurses at the hospital showed me how to do that.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are some good ones.
Yeah. I think those are pretty standard questions that, you know, don't necessarily apply to a lot of things specific to 2023, but,
no, but just
it seems like parenting the questions have remained the same for years and years.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, some of those from your list were certainly related directly to 2023 and recent years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the questions of parents have been the same forever and ever.
I will say one of the top ask questions just for families in general was why are women having fewer children these days? And I think we answered all of those particular reasons just because the fact of, you know, cost, just the fact most of us do have, we have to have two incomes with, both working and the family.
And I mean, for us personally, I think that we would love to have more children. Mm-hmm. But when we think about having a third child, both of us would probably have to get new cars.
Yeah.
Because we don't have room for a third car.
The time.
The time commitment. You know, we are not sure that we would be able to commit to another X number of years in daycare.
Daycare, yeah.
You know, from our lifestyle, we've budgeted that. Yeah. And then, you know, looking at our house, like, yeah, we could fit.
Possibly make it work.
Make it work, but we're comfortable where we are right now. So, you know, it's a tough decision to make.
Tough decision.
But a lot of it comes down to, you know, our economy and mm-hmm. where we're making money and that kind of thing. So
I will say for Barrett and I, we both have always said that we are man-to-man defense right now, mm-hmm. that we don't want to have to go into zone defense. Yeah. Because a lot of times I'm by myself with the boys at different things because of when he's working or when we are together, you know, he takes one, I take one. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we are all together, but he's making sure his eyes are on that one child and I'm with the other child, just because, I mean, just safety mm-hmm. precautions going out and to different places. So there are a lot of factors that go into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, golly, from clothes to food and everything else, it's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then heaven forbid one of us has a girl and everything changes up.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't even know what to do. Thank you, Lord, for providing me with two boys. I always thought I was going to have a girl. And then I look back. I'm like, nope, there's only one Shannon, and there is no way I could have handled. There's a way, but yeah. Very blessed to have boys.
Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. We would love a girl.
We would love
just
a girl. That's why I got a girl dog. Mm-hmm. So with all this to be said, I know we talked a lot about 2023. Mm-hmm. So do you have a New Year's resolution or even a goal for 2024?
Yeah, 2024. I've talked about this before, but our family does a word of the year. We haven't landed on our word of the year yet. For us, this is something that we really embrace in our family. We stretch it out through the whole year to make sure it's really involved in that. And we just haven't had time to sit down as a family and kind of come up with our word of the year that we'll embody and embrace throughout the entire year. So more to come on that.
Okay.
But I think from a personal side, I want to be okay not just being okay. Does that make sense?
No, I totally agree with you.
I want to just, okay, everything is fine. And that's mm-hmm. just, I don't have to look for the next bigger, best,
you
want to
live
thing.
In the moment and just appreciate what you have. And mm-hmm. I 100% agree with mm-hmm. you on that.
And that if we don't do anything on a Saturday night,
it's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
If we decide not to go hang out with friends, that's okay. Mm-hmm. If I decide that keeping my laptop at work is what I need to do for three nights in a row, because that's okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be content with being okay.
I like it. Well, that goes back to similar to with myself. I am going to keep to my strictness of making sure to say no to things. But I also do want to more live in the moment and appreciate the memories and experiences, just because especially this year has shown me that life goes by so fast. And seeing how fast my boys are growing, I really want to just take it all in. And, you know, of course, put the phone down, put the laptop away, turn the TV off, mm-hmm. you know, just talk and enjoy all those experiences. But another goal I have is that I want to take the boys, our family. We want to do a family trip. Mm-hmm. And I think that those are memories that, you know, you're going to cherish for life. So that's a big goal of ours that Barrett and I had made sure we have been saving and saving to be able to take the boys to Disney World.
Yay.
So we are definitely going to get to do that for 2024. And I'm probably going to cry the whole time because of the whole, you know, just all of the magic that's there.
Yeah.
So I'm already at Barrett's like, please, you don't need to cry. But
it's okay to cry.
It's okay, you know, mm-hmm. so I'll just make sure to just bring tissues with me.
Exactly.
Because I know that the boys are going to just love every second of it. And they're so like me of wanting to take every single thing in. So mm-hmm. we'll definitely get our steps in. Yeah.
You guys are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, so we're really excited.
They're both
about doing
at like
that.
Perfect ages, I feel.
They are. Many of you have heard that I had to promise my husband that my kids had to be over the age of 7 before we were to ever go to Disney World. Grayson turns 8 in January, and the boys have been on my case about that nonstop. So they don't know for sure. We've talked about it, but they don't know for sure when we're going or anything along those lines. So it'll be a big, fun experience. And I'm kind of thinking, too, I'm like, maybe we not tell them and just have our bags packed. You know, and just see how that goes, because we're going to a Carolina Panthers game, and all they've done is, so, one more day. You know, but it's been countdown for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm like, probably just want to keep it to ourselves. Yeah. So it's not every day asking.
Well, we'll definitely have to do some episodes on planning. Because are you guys going to fly or drive?
We'll drive.
Okay.
Yeah. Barrett actually likes to drive. I do not.
I was going to say, we do that trip all the time with my parents being right near there. So it's not a bad drive. But
anybody who has tips on Disney, because I know it is such a huge experience and I don't want to overwhelm ourselves during the trip, but I do want to be able to experience all the things that it has to offer, especially for, you know, two boys, 8 and 9 years old. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that.
Awesome. Yeah. What do you have any goals or expectations for this podcast coming up?
Yes.
And then 2024?
Well, one of the things that I have loved, and I know you mentioned it too, I've had a few more work-related people who I look to as mentors, but they've reached out to me. They're like, girl, you guys are really rocking it. You talk about things that we all talk about in our heads or out loud to one another. And so that type of feedback is huge. So I would love for us to continue to grow that, but also want to hear from our listeners and know, what do you want, you know, from us to talk about? Because we can talk about any and everything, but you know, what are topics that are the most interesting to you? I mean, we can always do knock-knock jokes if you want us to, but we would love to hear some of the things that, you know, everyday life experiences that we mention a lot. So.
And along those same lines, you know, I want to bring in our mom friends and our mom community that we're close with and have conversations with them about what they're facing and how they're handling certain situations, you know, specific topics that come up in conversation. So I think that's a goal of mine to, you know, maybe not every episode, but here and there. It's always nice to hear from other voices sometimes and all of that. So,
and I do love when we do some of the reels, you know, just going and checking out places and seeing us like in our elements and how we do react to things. We took some fun pictures yesterday and
can't wait to share those. Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no, I think 2024 is going to be a great year and I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now, I will say we're going to take a little break after this episode. Yeah. We do want to spend some time over the holidays. Obviously, we're recording this prior to some of the holiday events, but there is going to be maybe a week or two break here just so that we can spend time with our families. Mm-hmm. And along those lines, we have a great team behind us. So really want to give a special
thank you.
Yeah. So we have producer John, who is absolutely amazing. We have Ashley Carson, who is our social media. We want to thank her so much.
She has done an outstanding job.
Amazing.
Golly.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes. So thank her. Our Relic team from Relic Agency. There's so many over there that...
And listen to every single thing that we say and make everything actually sound great.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
I'm sure they're so sick of hearing our voices. It probably lives in their nightmares and dreams.
They know way more about us probably than we do about ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So special thank you to them. Yeah. You know, we've had two other behind-the-scenes people, Tiffany Henry and Katie Hunter. Mm-hmm. Katie's actually out on maternity leave right now, but both of them have been instrumental in helping us guide us through this process of the podcast. And then overall, our listeners, this wouldn't exist without you guys. So thank you. It really has been a great 2023. We've loved every moment.
Most definitely. And also a big thank you to our families.
Yes.
Especially our husbands, because I know we talk about them a lot and how our parenting styles are with each other and just, you know, how we are, with, you know, married and how Lewis and I are very similar and Barrett and Jen are very similar. So we're very blessed to be able to share our family with everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we look forward to a great
2024.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.